Hi, this is Dr. Peggy Banks.
And I'm Babbie Mason.
And we're together for Hope Has a Name.
Yes, and I love doing this program with you, Peggy.
Me too, Babbie.
Because number one, it's getting me into the Word and getting the Word into me.
Me too, my
friend. And that's really, really good for me.
I love it that we are just two girls sitting around the table, having our Bibles open, having some words in front of us, that declarations, these things that we're declaring today as followers of Jesus. And we have an opportunity to bring this hope to our listeners all around the world.
Yes.
We are getting reports that women are listening to this podcast in many different places and parts of the world and different ages and stages of life. So we're thankful that you're joining us today. And we are looking at some declarations that Babbie has written in a book called I Am a Daughter of the Most High King. And we want you to be a part of this conversation with us. But also, if you want to receive the book, it's a 31-day devotional that maybe, Babbie, you can share a little bit more about that book with us.
Yes. Well, the book is written around statements of our faith that I call a declaration. We declare these on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And the book is called I Am a Daughter of the Most High King. And you can get the book. It's available at my website at Babbie.com. And Babbie is spelled B-A-B-B-I-E, Babbie.com. And we'd be glad to send you a copy. And there's also a placard that goes, or card that goes with the book. The book is a little book. It'll fit in your purse or your luggage. You can read it on the plane. You can read it on the train or the bus. And then there's a placard that I just have on my bedside table.
Mm-hmm.
Or I put it in, wedge it in my mirror, in my vanity.
Yes.
And it just reminds me, you know, because the world is trying to derail us.
That's right.
You know, the enemy of our world, he doesn't want us to know that we are loved, that we have a purpose.
Yes.
And do you notice that the values of the world keep changing?
Yes.
You
yes.
know, one month it's one flavor, and then the next month it's something different, and there's a different value or a different mindset. But this is what I love about Jesus. He's the same.
Yes.
Yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
And that means I can stand on him.
Mm-hmm.
He's solid ground.
Right.
In a world that is shifting sand.
Yes.
And I can plant my feet on solid ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I can grow deep in my faith. I can live a life that is full of purpose. I can have convictions and beliefs that ground me
yes.
in a world that has no convictions.
Yeah.
And I can grow to be the person that the Lord has created me to be.
Mm.
And this is the reason why we have this show.
Yeah.
We have this program to remind you, dear friend that's listening today, that God is not against you.
Mm-hmm.
He is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we read in the Bible, the Apostle Paul said if, in Romans chapter 8, if God is for me.
That's right.
Who can be against me?
That's right.
God is for you today. He is on your side. As a matter of fact, he's fighting for you.
That's right.
He's on your side, and he wants you to grow to be the person he's created you to be. So I wrote this book, I'm a Daughter of the Most High King, really to encourage us. And we've been talking about these convictions, these statements of faith in this book called I'm a Daughter of the Most High King. It's 30 statements of our faith, and I'll just read through it quickly, and then we'll camp on the statement that we want to talk about today. I am a daughter of the Most High King. I am deeply loved, highly favored, and greatly blessed. My identity is in Christ alone. I know who I am and whose I am. I am the righteousness of God in Christ, accepted in the Beloved, a joint heir together with Christ, and a part of the family of God. I have decided to follow Jesus with all my heart. There will be no turning around, no slacking up, no backing down, no striking out, and no giving in. I will not compromise my faith, abandon my convictions, or cower in the face of adversity. My past is forgiven. My present has purpose, and my best and brightest days are still ahead of me. I walk by faith and not by sight. And here's where we're going to camp out today. My gaze is fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And my mind is made up.
Yeah.
I am determined not to think like the world, walk like the world, talk like the world, or act like the world. Lean in and listen to this. I shall not be moved. I cannot be shaken, and I will not be swayed. I belong to Jesus, and I set my sights on things above. Here's the last statement that we're going to talk about today. Earth is my mission and heaven is my destiny. And these are not just ideals. Mm-hmm. These are not just things to aspire to, and they don't make a difference whether you do them or not. No,
right.
These things make a difference in the way that we believe, the way that we think, and the way that we live. They shape our eternal destiny.
Yes.
And
yes.
our daily values. Mm-hmm. This teaches us how to live because these are biblical truths that this is founded on.
Amen. I love this, Babby. And this continues to encourage us every single day as we declare who we are as daughters of the King, and reminded of it, because we can grow up in the faith and we can learn them as a young child, but then life happens and situations happen in our life and difficulties come, and we can forget some of the things that we grew up knowing as a child. And so it's important that we continually remind ourselves as we declare them every single day that we have friends in our lives, community in our lives that we are sitting with every day and talking with every day and listening to every day that remind us of those truths.
So let me ask you this. Your testimony is powerful. When a person believes in, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature.
Amen, amen.
Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new.
Yes.
I mean, you are a new person in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
You are not the same person you were in your, what we call your BC days, in your before Christ days. You
That's
are
right.
a new person.
That's right.
I'm a new person in Christ
That's
Jesus.
Right. Amen.
And if you believe in Christ, your past is forgiven.
Right.
Your present has purpose, and your best and brightest days are still ahead of you. So let me ask you this in the light of our conversation today. The statement of faith that here in the declaration that says, I cannot be shaken and I will not be swayed. There are a lot of pressures in the world that push us and prod us and even try to shape our thinking.
Yes.
So how do you stand firm? You know, the Bible tells us to stand firm.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stand firm in a world that wants to shake you and sway you from your convictions?
Yeah. Well, and that's a good question for me, Babby, and maybe it might be for our listener, one of our listeners today as well, because I have a tendency to be very independent in my faith and in my walk with the Lord and in my walk in life. So I try to do everything on my own and try to figure it out, and I'm very much a survivor because of some of the things I had to survive growing up. But today, when I think about I will not be shaken, I cannot be shaken, will not be swayed, the truth of it is I do get shaken. And so what I put in my life is a determination to not do it alone. When I feel shaken, when I think the world is passing something into my life that's very difficult, I know how important it is for me to have someone in my life that I can call, that I can trust, that I can say, hey, even though I'm a believer, I'm in this position, I've got this great job, I speak all over the world, I'm shaken by this. I'm shaken. Will you pray with me? Will you listen? Will you help me to believe what is true? Because
so
I don't want to be shaken.
Actually pick up the phone.
I do. Text or I call them, or I just say, you know, I'll text them and just say, hey, I'm going through something right now. If they know what it is I've been shaken by, I'll tell them that that's happened or this is going on. But I have friends that I know that I can just say, hey, today will you pray for me? And they don't even have to know what it is. They just need to know that today I'm a little shaken. Today I could be swayed. You know, the enemy loves to tempt us to quit, to give up on God's plan and God's purpose for our lives. And I believe that God has a purpose for my life. I do believe the statements that I am a new creation in Christ. My past is forgiven, and my future is brighter than I could ever think in Christ. And I have eternity with Him in heaven. I'm convinced of that, and I believe that. But there are things in this world that can shake me. There are things that are tempting by the world, by the enemy, by my flesh.
Yes.
And that's my fear. There's fears that in this world that can sway me.
And you know, Peggy, to pick up the phone or to text me, you and I, we pray together.
Yes, yes.
We text and we encourage one another through email and phone conversations. And you know, it takes courage to be vulnerable.
Yes, yes.
You know, to be open and honest.
Right.
Because sometimes we just want to make it everything look really good and like we have our act together when we really don't.
Yeah.
And it really does take courage to open up and say, look, I have a weakness in this area.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I have a vulnerability in this area.
And we see it in the letters that Paul writes to the church and to his friends. He wants them to pray for him to have courage, to have boldness, to speak out. You know, so there isn't a weakness in calling someone that you trust.
It's actually a strength.
They're totally – I agree. It's a must for all of our
yes.
lives. It really is.
It takes courage to say, look, mm-hmm. pray for me.
Yeah.
I've got to do this today. And yeah. this is not easy.
And so I always think of this challenge, you know, certainly be that person that calls, but also be that person that receives a call. Be that person that will hold someone's struggles confidential, that isn't going to ridicule them, but will just pray for them and know, okay, you're struggling in this area. Thank you for calling me. I will pray right now, right? Be that person that people will go to, and you will hold those things close to the Lord and believe the best in each other as we are on this journey together.
And here is a powerful statement of hope that's found here in the declaration. It says, you know, when you are challenged in your faith, when you are moved, you know, by the challenges of the world and you feel the press of this journey that you're on to follow Christ, this is a great confession. I belong to Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
I belong to Jesus.
That's right.
And to remind myself, you know, praise God, my citizenship is not of this world.
That's right.
I'm an ambassador
yes.
of God's kingdom here in the earth.
That's right.
I'm a representative of heaven mm-hmm. here in the earth. I don't belong to this world.
Right.
Let me just make that clear right now.
Mm-hmm.
I do not belong to this world.
Mm-hmm.
I belong to Jesus, and I set my sights on things above.
Right.
And I think it's real important that we remember, that we remind ourselves of
mm-hmm.
this,
mm-hmm.
and that we speak that.
Yes.
And not say, well, you know, that's what living in this old world is all. No, I belong
That's right.
to Jesus.
That's right.
And I set my sights on things above.
Yes, yes. And earth is our mission, but heaven is our destiny.
Yes.
You know, and I think just.
I love that.
I do too, Bevy. And just being reminded that we do have a mission here on earth, and it is to be ambassadors for Christ as God is making his appeal for the gospel through us.
I'm reminded of the book of Matthew chapter 5, that we are to let our light so shine before men
yes.
that they may see our good works and glorify our Father who is in heaven.
Yes.
And what a joy that is.
It really is. It really is. There's great hope in that. So today, if you're feeling like a failure, if you feel like you've let God down or you've abandoned some of your convictions, call a friend today, text a friend. Email us here. We can pray with you. We can encourage you. You can email us at twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Email us if you would like one of Babby's books, I Am a Daughter of the Most High King. You can read a little bit more of each one of these declarations as we go through them during the Hope Has a Name program. So thank you for joining us today. We love that you are here with us, that you've decided and determined to be with us today. So thank you, Bevy, for being with us.
Thank you, my friend. It's a blessing.
Hope has a name.